Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you decided to join me, and as I've been praying and waiting on the Lord, I believe that what He's given me to share with you is going to be an encouragement to your heart. Let's begin our time together in prayer. Father, I thank You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. Lord, that in spite of the various paths we walk, Lord, in spite of the various seasons we go through in our lives, sometimes, Lord, the way and the season is very difficult, but nonetheless, we know that You are with us. And Lord, there are those now that are really struggling under burdens of affliction, concern for loved ones, dealing with physical illness in their own body. Father, I thank You that when Jesus came to this earth, He suffered, He died, He endured the cruel lash of the whip, that by the stripes of Jesus, our physical bodies would be healed, that our emotions, the soul nature of man, our psyche could experience total and vibrant health, that our spirit man could be born again, could become alive in Jesus and brought into fellowship of the family of God. Jesus came to do a perfect work, Father, and it was Your plan. You so loved the world that You sent Jesus to do this work for whomsoever will. Whoever would hear, who would ever call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. And so, Father, we come to You with an assurance and with a confidence that whatever our needs are, as we make them known to You, as we present our petitions and our supplications to You with thanksgiving, because, Lord, that thanksgiving expresses our faith that You are a God who hears and answers prayer. And, Lord, it may not be on our timetable. It may be not exactly the way we thought or hoped it would be, but Lord, Your way is perfect. And so, Father, I pray for everyone who's joining their hearts right now with me in prayer, and I thank You, Lord, for the needs in their lives. Lord, that You are moving to meet those needs, that You are touching bodies right now. I take authority over illness and sickness in the name of Jesus. I take authority over demonic oppression in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank You for the anointing of God to touch them right now in their bodies, souls, and spirits. And Lord, they shall be set free by the anointing. And I thank You and praise You for it. And Lord, we give You all the glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I was preparing to come on the broadcast today, I was looking at a portion of scripture found in the epistle of James. This is the 5th chapter. He's talking about prayer, although I don't want to focus on that. Verse 16, he says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed." That's why I always generally make an invitation at the end of the broadcast. You may not have a prayer partner. You may not have a support system. Praise God if you do. But beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. And for over 50 years, this ministry has been raised up by God to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. He goes on to say, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." This is what I want you to hear. He goes on in verse 17 to say, "Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. He's emphasizing the importance of persevering prayer, but what I'd like us to focus on is that he said that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. As we read the Word of God, sometimes we're so in awe of how God used the men and women of the Bible, the heroes of faith, and we think we could never aspire to their greatness, to their level of faith, to the magnificence or greatness of their exploits for God. And yet, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, Elijah, the Word is saying that he was a man just like us. And beloved, there are some folks listening to me today that love God with all of their heart, but you've been discouraged, you've been depressed, you have done all that you've known to do. You've gone to the limit of your strength, not just physically, but emotionally, and you feel spiritually as well. And it seems that there is no result. It seems no matter how hard you've labored, it wasn't good enough. It didn't bring forth the hopes, the expectations, the desires that you had hoped for in God, things that were godly, things that were unselfish, things that were meant for the benefit and blessing of others. Beloved, I know what it is to feel that way, but more importantly, we're going to go into the Word of God so that you can be encouraged by what the Word has to say about where you might be at this present moment. And not only to describe how you're feeling and where you're at, but most importantly, to show the way out, to show a way of deliverance. Because, beloved, when you've done everything and you still don't see any answers and you still don't see results, it can be downright disheartening. So, beloved, with that, I invite you to turn, if you have your Bibles and are able to turn into 1 Kings, and we're going to be looking at the 19th chapter. And in recent weeks, I've been sharing about the importance of building precept upon precept. We've talked about in recent weeks the realization of our dreams, our desires, our visions. We've talked about how important it is to be obedient to the Lord and to be led by the Spirit of God and to be surrendered to the Spirit of God. And not only to be surrendered in terms of laying down our life, but an important aspect of that is to have a will surrendered to God. But you know what? As I was meditating about what I was going to be sharing, sometimes it's just not enough to have our will surrendered. And you might say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, we're going to look at the life of a great man of God. I'd like to share with you some reflections on the life of the great prophet Elijah. And certainly, as we read how God used this man, he, along with Enoch, was the only man to be taken bodily to heaven. He never tasted death. He was taken up in a fiery chariot, and there were great and powerful miracles in his life. So we certainly have great respect for him, but perhaps with the license the Holy Spirit might allow me, I want us to put flesh and bones, if you will, upon this marvelous man of God, and with the Lord's help to perhaps get an insight into the heart of this man, because we cannot just place him on a pedestal. We honor those whom God uses, but we know from the Word of God, as James said, he's a man just like us. So let's take a look at this 19th chapter of 1 Kings. Now, let me give you a background of what happened just before that. All of Israel had gathered together. Elijah had issued a challenge from the Lord, if you will. He gathered all of Israel. He collected all the Baal prophets, 450 of them. They were all gathered at Mount Carmel. And you know that amazing demonstration of the power of God. He said, go ahead, call on your God. And they called all day. They cut themselves, danced all around, and there was no response. There were oxen that were to be sacrificed, and they were placed on stones with wood in order to present an offering to the Lord, if you will. And when it was Elijah's turn, he actually had mocked them. He said, well, your God must be sleeping or off on a journey. And of course, there was no results. And he soaked the sacrifice with water, and he gave those marvelous words. He said, let the God that be God, let him answer by fire. And so the fire came down and consumed the Baal prophets. I mean, excuse me, not the prophets, but consumed the sacrifice. And afterwards, Elijah finished off them. He prayed on the top of Mount Carmel for rain 7 times after 3 years of drought. He ran ahead of Ahab to Jezreel for about 20 miles. At any rate, I've just been refreshing your memory in terms of what had happened at this pivotal time in the life of Elijah and in the history of Israel. Allow me to read now the first 4 verses. And Ahab, that was the husband of Jezebel, Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. She threatened his life. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. So he went with his servant, but then it says he left his servant there. And in verse 4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Now, we don't know exactly how far that could be. A person could hike 10, 20 miles a day, depending on their condition and the environment. But it says he came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers. And I'll read verse 5, and he lay and slept under a juniper tree. And I won't read the rest of that verse, because an angel sustained him and gave him instructions. So what do we see in these first few verses? His life was threatened, and he went to Beersheba of Judah, which was about 80 miles out of the reach of Jezebel. He left his servant, and then he went into the wilderness and requested to die. My goodness, I see my time has, it's time to bring this broadcast to a close. We invite you to tune in tomorrow. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.